Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
He said that he was dominant. He's a dominant guy. I said, great, I like dominant guys. But it's interesting because that means something different to everybody. I can feel he's getting hard and excited. I'm getting wet. And, of course, my clothes are off faster than his. I'm either going to squirt or come. I'm, like, right on the edge. And he's kind of edging me a little bit. I don't know if he knew he was doing that or not. All right. Hey, guys. Well, as promised, I'm going to talk about my most recent encounter with a new guy. And then I'm also going to tease you a little bit about the next guy. So I've been doing my best to stay active. And right now I'm just forcing myself, I have to say, to get this podcast out because what I really want to do is go to bed. I'm exhausted. I'm still working out like crazy and I'm just bonking during the middle of the day. It's the weirdest thing. I've never been tired like that from my workouts, but it's the only thing I can think of. I am working out quite a bit, so it's got to be that. Anyway, so I'm in bed. You're in bed with me. I'm in bed right now. I am too, like I said before, I'm too lazy to sit up and go to my desk, you know, sit up straight and all that. And my little travel microphone is not as good as my Rode podcast microphone, but this one will have to do because I'm going to do this podcast from bed and then I am going to bed. So let me get right into it. Well, what do I want to say about this guy? I have a nickname for him. It kind of came out when we were having sex or a break in between orgasms or somehow I slipped and called him newbie. I kind of feel like that might stick. We'll see. I'm not sure. I'm not committing to it, but for the sake of this podcast, I'll refer to him as newbie. Anyway, really sexy guy. Just damn sexy. Tall, 6'6". Good looking. Sandy brown hair. Nice body. And, you know, it's interesting. He told me when we first met, you know, when I first met him just for like a little drink and some little appetizers, he said that he was dominant. He's a dominant guy. I said, great. I like dominant guys. But it's interesting because that means something different to everybody. And I was just kind of waiting to see what exactly that entailed. So, anyway, when we met, obviously chemistry, sparks, we're both aesthetically pleased with the other's appearance, and we decide we're going to go forward and do the do. So we schedule our next time to get together. We go have lunch, then we head off to a hotel room. And it's funny, and that used to be so in the beginning, you know, that felt kind of awkward, you know, it would feel awkward. You just, the first time you have sex with somebody, you're just heading to a hotel room and you don't really even know them. And it used to feel awkward. I have to say it doesn't anymore, which is good. But I still get that fun little nervous energy. And, you know, like I didn't have any dick pics from this guy, so I had no idea what I was what he's working with. And the truth is, I don't care. I don't really care to know, or I don't have to know before I meet with somebody, because as long as your dick gets hard, if it's, you know, to me, it's about how hard it gets more so than how big it is. And obviously I come across big dicks and I come across medium sized dicks. I've never, you know, knock on wood, been in a situation where I was like, oh, I've got a little dicklet on my hands. No, that hasn't happened, thank goodness. But, you know, I mean, when I really think about it, as long as it gets hard, how bad can it be? I mean, like, if it's, you know, a finger can make me come if you know what you're doing with it. So I guess I just kind of feel like, you know, pre-qualifying anybody for size or anything like that before I meet up with them is not important. Never has been. And it's never been an issue. Anyway, so back to newbie. I was definitely happy with the equipment, and it does get very hard. So, you know, we're getting into the hot and heavy makeout. Clothes are coming off. You know, I'm getting grabbed and hair is getting pulled, and very, very sexy, hot, passionate kissing. And, you know, I can feel he's getting hard and excited. I'm getting wet. And, of course, my clothes are off faster than his. And then I start taking his off. And I just, you know what I love? I love when I finally get to, like, snap that belt off. That, to me, is exciting. When I start slowly reaching down and I'm unbuckling your belt or unbuckling your pants, because I'm like that at that moment, I'm like, ooh, it's like Christmas. What am I going to find? What's my little present going to be? Or my big present. And I shouldn't say it like that. What's my little present going to be? What's my big old present going to be? How hard and how stiff and how good is this guy going to fuck me? And that's really about what I'm thinking about. So he did not disappoint. And although it was interesting, because when we first get on the bed, he's got fingers in me, you know, we're kissing, and, you know, and it's that real passionate, you know, when you're first, it's the kind of kissing that, even though he didn't have stubble, like, I still got razor burn on my face, you know, from just how into it and how much of it was going on. And so we're into our passionate kissing, and he's got his fingers in me, and I'm jacking his cock, and he starts to tell me, you know, that he's whispering, he's just like, he's, you know, whispering in my ear and telling me how he likes the sounds I'm making, you know, because I'm getting excited. I mean, I'm either going to squirt or come. I'm like right on the edge, and he's kind of edging me a little bit. I don't know if he knew he was doing that or not, but it's hard to tell when you're with somebody new the first time. It's just, you know, you really don't know each other's bodies, but we're just going for it. And he's got those fingers in there. I'm jacking his cock. Within a few minutes, he's coming. And I was like, oh, uh-oh. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. Where's this going? I want to get fucked. Please fuck me. Anyway, we don't miss a beat. He keeps fingers in my pussy. He keeps getting me off that way. He's listening to my moans. He's getting excited by it. And he's back in action in no time at all. So I did bring a new vibrator with me too. I brought a new vibrator with me, and I have to say, I learned a lesson. No new vibrators when you're with somebody the first time. This thing did not hold a charge, and it had charged overnight. but I hadn't used it. And I realized that it didn't go through our whole session. I mean, I don't know how long we were actually having sex. I don't know. You know, with everything start to finish, maybe 45 minutes. Now, I have to say that's short for me, everybody. That's, you know, usually I like to go marathon sessions, but that's okay. When it's new, you know, like I said, you're just getting the lay of the land. But yeah, it died on me towards the end, which was fine because he came twice and I came twice. So everything's physiologically functioning well. His dick was nice and hard. I enjoyed him fucking me. Everything went, you know, everything, it was hot. And now I'm more about, you know, now I'm like, okay, we got that first time out of the way. Now, you know, next time it can be a little more, I don't know if I want to say adventurous. I'm not sure. But it is always, you know, a little bit of, I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know, the first time you have sex with somebody, just the very first time, it's a little strange. I mean, and I'm not saying this was strange. I'm just saying sometimes if you think back to the first, if you're with somebody over the long haul, like the first time you had sex, the sex always gets better the more you know each other's bodies and the more you do it. It's like with anything, you know, practice makes perfect. We didn't do any oral or anything like that. It was more just kind of quicker for me, you know, quicker than what I'm used to. And then there was something kind of funny at the end. I told him, I'm like, oh, I have got to podcast about that. So we're done and we're sitting there. We sat there for, oh gosh, a good while. I'd say, you know, afterwards we're just talking, kind of laughing, giggling, you know, laying there naked, basking in our afterglow, our post-orgasmic glow. And I looked down and I said, are your socks still on? When clothes are flying off, I didn't even notice that he had left his socks on. Now, if some of you guys have ever listened to me, you know good and well, like, that is a no-no with me. Like, oh no, do not leave your fucking socks on. Like, if you're going to fuck me, you had better strip it down, buddy, like, all the way down to get those socks off. We're not in a porno. You don't need to, I mean, that'd be the same as, like, leaving your tennis shoes on. No. Anyway, so I start making fun. I'm like, oh my God, did you leave those socks on? What the hell? And I said, why, you know, and I said, I have talked about this on podcasts. I mean, I have said, like, this is a no-no. You cannot do this. And well, it turns out that the reason he did it is because one of my second no-nos, which is funky feet. He's like, I'm sorry, but my feet are kind of funky. And I'm like, well, how funky? Let me see. And he didn't want to, I don't think he really wanted to show me, but I'm like, oh, come on, you got to show me. Well, when he starts to pull back the socks, I see this, like, puff of skin cells going into the air. And I'm like, oh boy, what am I going to, this is something. There's something here. And, you know, he's from sports and everything. His feet are kind of, he's got some, you know, it's the toes, it's the toenails. Like, I'm like, well, you know, you just got to go get a pedicure. You got to go get that taken care of. And, you know, and now they're not, so on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how bad are they? Like, no, they're not hit. They're not the gargoyle. Like, you would cut me with those toes. They weren't long and pointy and jagged or anything like that. It's not like gargoyle toes, but definitely need a little bit of TLC. So, And he knows I'm going to talk about this. I say all this was just the utmost humor, you know. But I was like, oh, yeah, we got to do something about that. Definitely got to do something about that. So he was a good sport about it and he was laughing. And I was laughing too. I certainly hope that doesn't like deter him or run him off. But yeah, I am, you know, feet's kind of my thing. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I mean, the rest of him, those broad shoulders and that chiseled face. He's very handsome. Oh my goodness. Very handsome, gorgeous smile, you know, like just damn, you know, GQ handsome. Reminded me of Clark. You know, they have a different look, but definitely, you know, in the same kind of like where I was like, whoa. All right, I'm going to enjoy this, you know, because I'm attracted to different people for different reasons and different, you know, there's just, you know how it is. There's people that like, that just physically, boom, it's like, yes. And then there's other people that have sex appeal for days and, you know, you wouldn't. There's just a different kind of sexy. There's just different kinds of sexy. Anyway, this guy's straight up aesthetically sexy and fun, you know, and I think just kind of like I have a good vibe, genuine, nice guy. So I liked him not just sexually, but personally. You know who he reminds me of so much? Oh my gosh, just hit me. Why I feel so comfortable with him. He reminds me of B.E. Yes, just that same kind of just very, I'm very comfortable with you. We could talk about anything. You know, like, I get the same vibe from him. Yeah, it's a BE type of vibe. So anyway, it was very fun. And I do hope that, you know, we get to see each other again and hopefully more frequently and all that good stuff. But like I said, at the start of this podcast, I have been kind of doing my best to prospect. And so I met another guy and I went and had a meet and greet with him. And I like him. He is going to be a lot of fun sexually. First of all, he's definitely up for the threesomes and he's got no problem with other guys. He showed me a picture of a guy that he's done some threesome stuff with, male, female with. He's like, hey, this guy's good to go anytime you want. He has no problem with Mr. Big being in the room and watching, which Mr. Big is like all over me about this. He's like, he's constantly checking on my, on how I'm moving this ball forward. So he would be glad to be, you know, he's okay with all that and just, also, he's got a girl that he was like, she would be great. And I said, well, I don't really want to eat a pussy. He's like, no problem. That wouldn't bother her at all. And so, I'm kind of like, okay, it's coming together. So he and I have our first little get together scheduled this weekend. So I'm excited for that. And I said, look, I'm joking with him. I said, look, you got to be podcast after we do it. We got a podcast. You've got to be podcast number 120. This one should be 119 and he should be 120, but we'll see. He's like, okay. He said he wanted to, but we'll see. I'll bring my stuff. I've never podcast with somebody right after we had sex. I think that will be fun. I would love to do that. And you know, he's got a lot of stamina, apparently. He likes to go for very long sessions. So this is all looking good. Now, I have seen a picture of his penis, not because I asked, just because that's... It was on his profile. I've seen a couple pictures of his penis. Looks very nice. And I'm definitely... When we went and met each other, there was... It was instant chemistry, and he wanted me to go back to his house right then. But what I did was, I was sneaky about it. When I do my meet and greets, I'm just genuinely going to meet you and establish whether or not there's any chemistry. So to hold myself to that, I play the girl tricks, and girls will... This will resonate with them. They know what I'm talking about. I will purposely not shave my legs. I do not match my bra and panties. I don't shave my bikini line. You know, I mean, like all this, you do all this stuff. Now, I've been lasered on my legs and I've been lasered on my bikini line. So basically, even if I have a little bit of stubble, it's nothing. It's like minuscule. So I don't really have the hairy crotch trick that works anymore, but the matching bra and panties, that stops it every time. So when he asked me if we were going to get, you know, he's like, you know, really, we were just flirting and kissing and we're making out at the table. I mean, we like each other. We're good to go. And I said, oh, I can't. I didn't match my bra and panties. He's like, I don't care. I'm like, I know guys don't care. And it was funny because as I was on my way to go see him, I was talking on the phone with Sir Inc. And I said, I did not match my bra and panties, so I'm safe. And he's like, men don't care. And I said, I didn't shave. He's like, guys don't care. They don't care. I'm like, I know, but I do. So that's enough to stop me. Otherwise, had I have been matching and all that good stuff, I would have definitely gone to his house with him after and fucked him for sure. But I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend and making that happen. So let's see, the next podcast 120 could be very interesting. Now I hope, you know, barring any snafus or any schedule changes, which do happen from time to time, we'll see how it goes. But well, that's my quick little update. It's 11:45 p.m. I've got to go to bed. Got my alarm set for 5 so I can get up and start working out. It's a vicious cycle. But there you go, guys. Well, I hope you like that. I'm really, like you said, doing my best to kind of get back in the saddle and get some fun, get the sexy stuff going. I know you guys, that's like your favorite thing to hear about. The actual sex itself. And you know, it's interesting. It's been a while since I've been with somebody new. I've been with people that I have been with, and I've been repetitive with that, and that's fun because obviously, you know, that comfort in there, and you just go deeper and deeper and deeper with those people, and you just get to do more stuff and experiment. But there's also just that fun side of when you're with somebody new. Because my thing is, I don't want to be with one-hit wonders. Obviously, it happens from time to time. But I genuinely like the friends with benefits scenario. And I emphasis on the friends. I mean, that means I consider you a friend. And I want to fuck you too. You know, I mean, so I like to enjoy somebody's company. I don't just want to go... like, okay, I'll fuck this guy once. Because the truth is, it's so much better over time when you really get to know each other's bodies and you're familiar and you have a lot of different adventures together. You know, I mean, look at all the stuff I've done with the guys that I see repetitively. I mean, it's a long list. It's a fun list. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff, like, I'll never forget those things. All the, you know, all the fun, different, the variety, how exciting it is, how hot it is. you know, that you are with somebody that wants to experiment and try different things and help you scratch things off your bucket list, and vice versa, you're helping them scratch things off their bucket list, discovering through that process things you didn't know you liked, but now you fucking really like. You know, it's just, it's a lot of fun. So for anybody that's cringing because I'm out there fucking new guys, I'm not trying to just go from guy to guy to guy. I'm trying to have a, you know, get a good group and knock this shit off my bucket list that's been dragging for 3.5 years or however long it's been so far. This is year 4, so longer than 3.5 years. But for God's sakes, I have got to get this threesome thing knocked out, and I think it's going to happen soon. So I'm excited. I'm ready to do it and just make it happen. And I think that, you know, I've got some good potentials for that right now. And there's a few other guys in the pipeline. But here's the weird thing. This is kind of freaky for me. Two of these guys have the same name as Cowboy Ann. Same first name. I'm like, this is weird. You know, you like three guys with the same name. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, am I being punked? What is the deal? Is this for real? So in my phone, I have to give them, like, you know, I'll identify them, you know, it'll be like their first name and then where they live. Like, I can't, you know, it's like Joe Bob, San Francisco, you know. Obviously, Cowboy Ann's name is not Joe Bob. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, that's how I've got to do it because it's too confusing. You know, like, which one? Who? Hey, who? Can somebody please jump in there with a different name? Anybody? Any takers? Come on. I need it. All right. And that's the funny. It's funny because now if I meet somebody, you know, that's like starts chatting me up, I'm like, what's your name? I jump right to that. So what's your name? Doesn't start with an whatever, you know, letter, whatever letter that keeps reoccurring. But anyway, all right. Well, this is going to be a short one. I've got to get to bed. I'm very tired, but thanks for listening, guys. Stay posted or stay listening. There's lots more coming. Sorry this was a short one. I'm just trying to get you the deets. I know, and I wanted to go over it and say, yes, new guy, newbie. I think his nickname might be newbie. We'll see. We did meet. We did have sex. And I definitely would like to do it more and again. And I hope that works out. Okay, thanks for listening. You know where you can reach me. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.